Take a walk around the small historic district in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, and you'll find some buildings with quite a history. Carl Fisher knows many of the stories well. Perhaps that's because his family was one of the groups who came here over a century ago to help supply the folks on the west side of the Missouri River. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Carl Fisher traces his family's history here in Fort Pierce, South Dakota, well over a century.
1883, my grandfather, Frank Fisher, came from Wisconsin to Harold, South Dakota, to get some free land or a homestead. But all the land east of the Missouri River had already been homesteaded.
Two Fisher brothers arrived the next year. They leased land, but did poorly farming. They opened a store instead. In 1899, as the new state of South Dakota was deciding what town should be its capital, you could ride the rails for free to any of the towns vying for the distinction.
Frank, my granddad, came to Pier. And when he got over here, he paid a dollar and got a ride on the ferry over to Fort Pier.
Frank found a little store in Fort Pier that was for sale, came back and told his two brothers, and the three decided to buy the place and move to the town on the west bank of the Missouri River. It was the beginning of a family business that would last for many decades. In the early days, they had a contract with the government that made for good business.
Since they had soldiers here, they ended up with a contract to furnish beef to the soldier encampment up here.
Carl says Fort Pierce was one of the earliest towns settled in the West, and it was a great location for the family store.
This town was founded in 1817. It was a good fur trading business, too, because all the rivers emptied into the Missouri River were on the west side. And all of them had trees on them, and all of them had beaver. And there was tremendous herds of buffalo at the time, too.
The Fishers ran their store here from 1899 to 1967. Carl has plenty of interesting history to share, and the story continues next time as we travel the countryside in Fort Pierce, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.